real business owners.
Look at Bob's all quiet. He's all nervous. All nervous and quiet, dog.
Yeah.
You ain't got to make out with
it'll
the thing.
Away.
You ain't
gonna, well, yeah. I might want to just a little bit.
Exactly. All right, guys. We got a great episode 16 for you today. We have my workout partner, you know, Bob Phillips is in the house today. And, you know, we're just going to chop some things up with him in regards to kind of mindset and some of the battles that you face when you're trying to make changes in your life. Guys, this episode, per usual, is brought to you by Easier Accounting. We're a nationwide tax and accounting firm. If you have any bookkeeping, tax prep, payroll needs, make sure you keep us in mind. Bob, welcome, man.
Thanks, dude.
You excited?
Thanks. I'm excited.
Or more nervous?
Well, that's a little both.
A little bit
right?
of both.
It's kind of like going up on a roller coaster,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. The anxiety of going up, but you know it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Good.
I'm excited.
Yeah,
I'm excited to have you in here. Trev came over and told me, hey, man, let's have Bob on our podcast. I'm like, let's do it.
Yeah.
Dude. Bob's an inspiration.
Yeah,
so.
For sure. We've known Bob for a long, long time. It goes back, what, since I was 19 and you were like 20, Kel, right?
Yeah.
So that's 15, 16 years or so is when we when we first met Bob.
Yep.
So we were working all as sales guys for the same sales company. So just a bunch of scoundrels trying to make some money back in the day, you know. So
dirty telemarketers, man.
Oh, yeah. That's what we were.
Just joking. We were awesome, actually.
Yeah.
We had a good thing going
back
then.
Yeah, no, it was a great crew, the big company, and a lot of cool people that we met back in that day, you know, back in those days. But Bob, tell us a little bit about how you were raised, where you were born, you know, kind of your upbringing, that type of stuff, just so people can get a snapshot of your past real quick.
Yeah, man.
I don't even really know a lot of this stuff.
It's a little wild.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so it's good
to
hear.
So rural Arizona,
okay,
right? So,
okay.
And when you're raised in a rural town in the 80s, right, early 90s, you just see what's on TV, right? And that seems like it's this magical thing that you're never, ever going to be a part of, right? So we're raised like, we're poor, we're from working class, that's our lot in life, that's where things are going to go.
Yeah.
And a lot of crazy things happen at a young age. Lost my dad when I was six. Mm. And about 6 months later, my mom lost her eyesight for a brief period of time.
Oh, wow.
Right? It slowly progressed to where they're like, okay, you're going to get a dog. Like, we got on a list for a dog. Lady's coming out, teaching her how to use a blind cane.
Oh, gotcha.
And so because of that, it kind of changed my role within my household.
Yeah.
Because I've got a two-year-old brother at that time with a parent who is no longer really capable of parenting.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And so I think that's what spun out or sent me down that trajectory where I gained a lot of weight because loss – plus
more pressure, more added stress to you, you know what I mean?
Like, I'm learning how to cook macaroni at age six.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
So and then we moved up here. Like, I never did great in school, right? I hated it. I had not learned about the value of just doing a thing even though you don't like it. So I would literally skip school and go to the college. To their computer classes where the guy's like, you can sit in anytime you want. So like I would learn computers and then,
how old were you when you were going to computer classes?
15 and 16.
Oh, cool, man.
Yeah. And it was Windows 95 at that time.
Nice.
Yeah. It was like, it was the new hotness.
Yeah. It was still the Matrix back then with a lot of, you know, flashing little beeping green lights and, you know, all that stuff.
So your regular school classes weren't really interesting you. So you were like, I want to go to the college and learn something I'm interested in.
Right.
Or?
So in junior high, they're like, look, dude, you suck at school. Your grades are always bad. So we think you're going to do better at this other type of school. So out here, they've got a school kind of like Mill Creek where you do packets and that sort of thing. Only you did it at a building, and the building was on the college campus.
Mm.
So I would go and clock in for my hours because they count your hours. But as soon as I clocked in, then I would just like sit for like 10 minutes and then get up and leave and then walk up to the college to the computer room
and
then
just
sit in there and just
geek
learn.
Out a little
bit. Right.
Yeah.
I did that for about a year, and then they're like, no,
that ain't working.
We're on to what you're doing.
Yeah. So, So that's obviously kind of middle school, high school, right?
Yeah.
You know, 15, 16, maybe 10th, 11th grade.
Yeah.
So did you graduate high school?
I never set foot in a traditional high school, never once. And I didn't graduate.
Yeah.
In fact, I didn't even get my GED till a few years ago.
Okay.
Because in sales, nobody really cares, right?
As long as you got a halfway decent mouthpiece, you can make money. Nobody's asking for your diploma before you make a sale.
Yeah.
You know, so after that, you know, was that all, that was all in Arizona?
Yeah. So I was in Arizona until I was 18.
Okay.
And at 18, my sister had convinced my mom that she should move up here. And I'm like, there's nothing holding me down there. So let's go.
Okay.
So we came up here.
How old's your sister? Is she older or younger?
Yeah, she's 15 years older. She's significantly older. Okay. Yeah.
So she was kind of gone when you had to take on that role of almost being the parent of your younger brother, huh?
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, my family's really fragmented. So, yeah, she was not in the picture whatsoever at that time.
Right. So what'd you do after high school? You moved up here.
What
was your first job here?
Fast food.
Where at?
Where was it up here? I think it was A&W.
You getting those free
Rupert Floods? It was McDonald's. Yeah, dude. Going wild on that fast food. For real. Yeah.
Getting your money's worth there, even though they're only probably paying you $5 an hour.
Nothing. They're paying me exactly.
So you worked fast food for a little bit. How'd you make your way into sales?
So
what was the story behind
I got
that?
In an argument with the lady that was running the A&W.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, here's my 2 weeks notice. And I went. And at that time, there was a company out here called Asale, which is somewhat famous now.
Yeah.
And I had no idea that in sales, they like, can you read? Can you talk? You're in.
Yeah.
So when I went in and
they'll take anybody.
Yeah.
He's got a pulse. We're gonna take him.
Yeah. I went in and took the application and they hired me. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing, right?
Yeah.
And because, like, I was just so happy to not be standing on my feet anymore. Because that's the thing, being heavy, when you're on your feet, dude, it is pain. At the end of the day, it's miserable. And so I was so happy that I could sit at a desk.
Air-conditioned desk, all that good stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and that was the first time that I understood that you can have some control over your own mindset, because we didn't understand, like, outside of the Bible, right?
Yeah.
We didn't understand that there's such a thing as positive mental attitude, and you can dig in and you can learn these things about yourself. But of course, on most sales floors, they encourage that in some way. And at this particular floor, they did a really good job where 15 minutes at the beginning of every day was a new speech that the managers had to take turn writing every day.
Mm.
And they had two shifts. So at the end of my first shift, I would stay late for free just to hear the speech for the next shift.
Mm.
And then go home, and then, like, I went and got the Anthony Robbins book and started going through it, and then I was like, oh my God.
Started geeking out on information.
Yes.
Just consuming at that point.
Yeah, and completely changed my mindset, but not in some of the key areas that I needed. Mm. So because the weight thing is always an issue.
Yeah.
Everything I would learn, I'd be like, this will help me go around it. At no point did I say, let's tackle it.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm.
So,
dude, I can actually relate with that quite a bit, man. Like, I'm uneducated too, but it doesn't mean we're not smart. Like, I've walked around the track with you. We've had talks. I know you're brilliant, and you also are
very articulate,
self-educated in the same area as I am. Like, dude, that personal mental attitude and personal growth was introduced to me by getting into sales as well. And so I think that is a very valuable thing to learn, whether you're in sales or not. You know, you should learn how to grow as a person. Yeah. And
I think that they do probably that in sales, because in sales you get punched in the face so often that you're kind of forced to be taught to have a positive mental attitude or outlook on things, because just it being heard or hearing no, you know, you have to go into obviously that next call for the next sell with a positive mental attitude so that you have the highest probability of success. If you hung on to that last no, you're taking that no into the new phone call, and your likelihood of getting a no again will be increased if you can't just forget about it, move on to the next one with a positive attitude. You know, so I think sales in general, they do a pretty good job of kind of hammering that over and over and over, just probably due to the nature of the industry, you know?
Yeah, I think they also understand that confidence is something that is not, you don't just automatically have, and you have to nurture it and grow it.
You have to build confidence, just like you have to build anything else.
Right.
Right? Every skill or any trait is learned. Yeah. Right? Like, let's break it down to the very basics. We were all born, you know, 6 pounds, 7 pounds, limp, you know, it's like any skill that somebody has was developed from that moment to the time they're 20 or 30 or 40 or whatever it is. Right. And so if somebody's great at sales, that's a developed trait that they have ultimately built. If somebody's a positive individual, that's probably because that's something that they've either their family's positive, they've been around, and it's programmed into their mind, you know? And so if it's not programmed into your mind, the idea is to figure out a way to program the things that you want to be a part of your life, whether it's a positive mental attitude or work ethic. That stuff doesn't just happen to anybody, right? Work ethic is created. A positive attitude is created. Being good at sales is created. Being a business guy, you fall on your face over and over. You mold yourself into the best version of a business guy or woman that you possibly can.
It's all grown by practicing too, man. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? We practiced it every day, dude. Yeah. We had to. We had to get, man, all right, we got to brush that one off and go on to the next call fresh, you know? Yeah. And so we had to reset our mind over and over and over again in order to grow as salespeople. And so we were practicing building our positive mental attitudes and, you know, a lot of that self-growth stuff, you know?
Tell me this, like, so you digested a lot of information in regards to kind of the self-help, self-improvement, sales side of things.
Yeah.
I know for a fact a lot of people that are on a weight loss type journey, right? They've had, the main issue is the battle mentally that you have, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're sitting there wanting to do something for yourself, but your mind is telling you something else, or, you know, tell me a little bit about, I mean, because obviously we've been working out together every day for the last, you know, 2.5 months, and you've been kicking ass, showing up every single day at, you know, 5:30 to 6:30, depending on what we have going that day.
Seems like you guys have been going longer than that.
It's been about 10 weeks.
June 21st.
Was day one.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, wow. And so by the time this episode airs, it'll be 11 weeks or whatever, maybe 11 and a half weeks. Man. But no, he's kicking ass at this point. But my guess is you probably had several moments in your life that you wanted to take control back and you wanted to try to do something to better yourself. Did you start down those paths and then revert it back?
Like,
what's okay? So,
the weight struggle, it's always been a deal, right?
Yeah.
So the very first time I hit it was like in 2005. So that's the first time I really committed. Besides, when I was a child, I'd do for like a couple days at a time, but we didn't have the coping skills.
In 2005, where were you at in 2005, weight-wise, work-wise, all that?
I don't remember. I think it was around 450 because, look, I turned it into a joke, right? I needed to take control of the narrative, so I'd be like, I weigh a cool quarter ton to make a joke, right? Wow. So it's always around 500,
right? You're just light. You're making it light, right?
Yeah. Like, and I only lost around 35 pounds before I didn't keep on track, but I didn't really have the right setup in the way my life is, right? Mm. You know, you have to be willing to maybe go to bed early, willing to set up things in advance, and also willing to tell people that want to hang out with you. No, I'm not. And so I would go get salads, and I remember very vividly this girl I was hanging out with. She'd be like, "Oh, dude, that's so annoying. You always get a salad every time." Like, what do you want? Like, I'm trying to go this direction. And at some point, I was like, okay, I guess I'm not doing that anymore. Yeah. Right? And then
it's almost more difficult. It's difficult because once you're starting to eat healthy, you are the outsider for the most part in, I would say, 80 to 90% of groups that you hang out in, right? Like, everybody, let's go out and have drinks or let's go out and, you know, go to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then people are ordering just freely whatever they want. And you're like, oh, I'll take a salad with the dressing on the side, you know, and you're getting kind of a little picky. And it does feel different. It feels where you feel like an outsider when you're eating differently than everybody. Everybody wants to, you know, be a part of a group, but then when you're doing something that nobody else is doing, it kind of is a a different, like, lonely outsider type feeling.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And that's one cool thing about real business owners and some of what's happening on with Instagram is because there's all these people going, I'm grinding. What are you doing? Yeah. I'm like, my community on Instagram, every day I go through there and everyone's facing their own thing and going after it. So all of a sudden you're not the outsider anymore, right?
These groups start finding each other when you realize that even when you feel like an outsider, you're not, okay? The difference is everybody has just a different battle,
right?
You know, my battle is probably different than Kel's battles. Kel's is different than yours. Yours is different than mine. Everybody's going to face struggle. Everybody's going to have various different battles. And when you're facing those battles and you're going through it, because mentally you've got to go through it by yourself pretty much, right? You've got to battle your own demons in your in between your ears and get all that stuff figured out. So some of those mental battles make you feel like you're alone or isolated with inside of your problem. But when you actually start speaking openly about your struggle or about your problem, you don't want to do it in most cases because of fear of what other people might think or this or that, the other. But when you actually start opening up, it's kind of crazy to see how many people will actually support what you're trying to accomplish. Right? As long as you're in the right groups, you know?
Yeah, you got to find a place where you're willing to lay your guts out there and go, here's what it is.
Yeah. It's not pretty, but.
Yeah. And there's levels to it, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so then the next time I tackled it hard was around 2010-ish. I started with a juice fast and went strong on that for a couple weeks. And I was in Washington, and I moved back down here, and then got involved with a nutrition company that's just like you're drinking shakes know, for two meals.
Yeah.
And I did that solid. And
so what
I
was your starting point, and then what do you get now?
I went from around 487, and I the reason I know that is because I was in the hospital with a weight-related issue.
Yeah.
And then I went down to 385.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 385.
That's a big difference.
Yeah.
100 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I had some massive stresses in my life. And like a junkie going back, you know, guys like picking up the bottle.
Yeah.
And so I started eating secretly. Mm. And I've had to be very particular about adopting that word and understanding what it is, right?
Yeah.
And so started eating secretly, and then I started avoiding all those people that were
supporting you on the journey because you didn't want to let them down.
Right.
You didn't want to be honest with them.
Right.
But you, it was probably eating you up inside.
Absolutely.
Integrity-wise, right? Like, you want to, it's now not even for you. You're now kind of just not wanting to let somebody else down almost, you know?
Yes.
And then there's that form of guilt and, you know, and then if you add guilt on top of you already eating like shit, here comes more food to try to cover the guilt, right? It's just,
it's a wonderful little spiral.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's like, it just goes down and down and down. Uh-huh. It's a, absolutely. I could see how that happens. At this point, right? Why now? Like, what, you know, like what was the factor? Like, I mean, I saw you on Facebook, right? Mm-hmm. You know, that's how we kind of rekindled. I mean, I hadn't seen you in probably 10, 12 years, maybe in passing 10, 12 years ago. We worked with each other for a year, maybe.
Right.
You know, I always gravitated towards Bob when we worked with him, you know, at that previous sales company because he has such a good attitude.
Yeah.
And that could be you put out such a good attitude, but then you're still fighting your own demons.
Yeah.
It's like Robin Williams, right? He was putting out such good vibes, but then he ends up taking his own life, right?
Yeah.
You just really never know what people are dealing with mentally, why they're smiling, happy, you know, because on, you know, on the outside, and I'm sure Kel would agree, Bob was a freaking positive guy.
Yeah,
everybody loved Bob.
And he's sharp.
Yeah,
he's smart.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I saw Bob on Facebook, you know, you were making a video about wanting to go down this weight loss journey or some of the, you know, the struggles of, hey, I haven't wanted to show my weight, but I do want to show my, kind of, you were opening up probably maybe more so than you had before.
Yeah.
And I saw that and gravitated towards it. So I sent Bob a personal message and said, what are you doing for work, bro?
Yeah. And
he's like, oh, I'm working at this company, whatever, whatever. I'm like, man, I want you to come work for me.
Right.
And then you came in, we chopped it up a little bit, hooked you up with one of our t-shirts to try to smooch you, you know, get you to come work for us.
Yeah, I was stoked when you brought me in. I was like, dude, because same thing, man. I haven't seen Bob forever.
I was still very much living in a failure mental space, right? And so that's why it took me a long time, because I'm like, I like this guy, and I can't go steal his money.
Yeah.
Right. If I go there, I have to be all in.
Committed.
Right. Yeah. And so that's why it took me a month to gear up, even after
we. Well, you probably You don't want to let people down either.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And look, the journey had actually started before that.
Previous,
like, the thing that's really important to convey is the journey started before I even started back on a diet plan, because podcasts, and audiobooks. I spent 6 months where in my free time, like, people watch TV, I play video games, but I started choosing video games that had no sound.
Yeah.
And then I would just listen to podcasts the whole time. And I remember very specifically, I was listening, there was a Joe Rogan podcast where he is it was basically an intervention for one of his friends that is an alcoholic and or was or whatever. Anyway, so it was like a 3-hour podcast, and I was struggling to vacuum my front room. I would literally get up, vacuum, and I'm like so overweight. I'm like,
you're just
out of breath.
Yeah,
sit down,
sweating.
Get up.
Yeah.
Right. And that was about 6 months in of me just listening to stuff. And then I live in the same house with my mom, and she started asking me a bunch of questions about nutrition, which I've studied and I had the knowledge in my head.
You're not putting it in action. That's the only difference.
Yeah. And I got grumpy with her, and I was like, look, I'm not going to spell out a nutrition plan for you. Go to the internet, go look it up yourself, right? And she did. She did. Like for the first time ever, I saw her dive in and go, okay. Like, for her, she even had to learn the internet.
Yeah.
Right? And so I kept hearing in the background, I'd hear her listening to some nutritionist talking about this, that, or the other. And then she did it. And she did it for a month. And I was like, okay, time to go.
Yeah.
And then the pounds were shedding pretty quick in that beginning when I committed. So I was losing an average of like 25 pounds a month. And then it kind of stalled out, or it plateaued, which
happens, the
plateaus are coming.
Yeah, of course.
But then when they come,
so you think you're mentally prepared, but when you hit it, you're like, what the hell? This is so frustrating.
Right, right. And then that was right about the time that I started working here and right about the time we started going to the gym. And what's interesting now is the number on the scale is not moving super fast. But
your body composition is completely different.
Yeah. And
but we are lifting a lot of weights, you know what I mean? And so even if you're down 30 pounds, you could be up 20 pounds in muscle or 15 pounds in muscle.
Yeah.
You know that. So again, usually slow and steady is the idea when you are trying to lose weight, right? Like everybody wants to see the fastest results possible. And they do the, you know, lemon water cleanse for 10 days, you know? And
that shit never works, man.
Yeah, like, the fad stuff doesn't usually work that well long term.
Yeah.
It's just trying to eat healthy and do that for a long enough period of time while exercising and consistently making sure your mind is right, because once your mind goes out of place, all those other things will fall to the wayside, right?
Yeah.
And I know as we've gone through this, you know, there was we hit that one snag, 3 or 4 weeks ago, about a month and a half in, where you were going, you know,
I had those panic attacks?
Well, there was the panic attack things where your heart, whatever. No, but like, we were at the stadium like 3 or 4 weeks ago, and you were saying, dude, I'm sorry, man. Week you apologize. Like, I've been in a funk for like a week or two. And I'm like, bro, I completely expect it. Like, this isn't going to be a, you know, smooth ride, right? Buckle up type thing. So I knew that there was going to be some ups and downs. So, like, really, what is it that attacks you mentally? What are the downs like in terms of the struggle of trying to take control of your life back?
So you've really got to get to the core of what your stuff is, right? And I like that metaphor, slaying demons, right? You got to keep slaying them. And I hadn't identified what some of them were yet, right? So basically what happened is I had gone through a few days where I'm just like, God, I hate this. I'm so angry, right? Yeah. And then even the wins, right? Like, this is a crazy thing to say, but dude, I literally was crying every night.
Yeah.
Now, and sometimes I'm realizing now it was like joy because I'm like, I'm doing this thing. It's really happening, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm just like, I'm so tired, boy. That's never going to happen, right? And that day, climbing the stairs, I was so mad at the world, right? And even like the last two laps or three laps up those stairs, like the tears are streaming. Yeah, and I'm just like,
Yeah, well, I think we're on lap up. We went up and down the stairs 15 times that day.
Yeah,
and it was a total of 900 stairs.
Yeah,
and on about number 12, I could see you kind of hitting the wall, which is good because then that actually really gets you. You've got to break down all the walls, and fitness is a good way to do that because when you have no energy left, the only thing that's left is whatever the demon is, right? Mm-hmm. Like. And so, you know, I see Bob starting to, you know, I'm like, hey, we got three more. And, he, you know, he looked like he wanted to, you know, knock me off of the stadium stairs or, you know, beat my ass. But, you know, he kind of gave me the glare and starts coming up the stairs. And, you know, the tears start coming down the face a little bit. And I'm like, dude, this is really where the real breakthroughs start happening is when you're at the lows, right? And you can tackle the lows.
Yeah.
You know, breakthroughs don't happen if you're worth $100 million and you're the most fit person in the world and you just have a bad day, you know? Yeah. Like, it's really when you're in the depth of trying to take charge of your life or take charge of your scenario, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's financially, mentally, physically, emotionally, you know, all of that stuff, you really have to strip it down to the bare bones to get to that emotional core level that you were at that day.
Yeah.
And I knew it was that was a quiet day.
Yeah.
You know, usually we talk, we have a little banter, we laugh a little bit. That day was different up and down those stairs. You know, it was a very quiet kind of, you were in your own head, you know, I was just backing off a little bit, like, let's just get it done, let's get it done.
Yep.
And so tell us about those moments because those are the moments that a lot of people could relate to because they're dealing with that, but they do it behind closed doors and they just don't talk about it because it's not nobody wants to talk about the process. Everyone wants to talk about the destination, you know, whether it's financially, look at my cars, look at my houses, look at this. Even after they've made it, all they're doing is really talking about the success that they have, not what it really took to ultimately get them there. And you can't emulate somebody's end result while you're going through the process.
Yeah.
Right. So I think more people need to talk about the dark side of the process, whether it's in business, whether it's in, you know, taking control of your life physically, you know, or emotionally, you know. So
that is where it's all at, man.
Yeah.
There, motivation has its place.
Yeah.
But if people rely on motivation.
Yeah.
It's about doing a thing when you're not motivated.
Yeah.
It's about hating it and being like, this is bullshit. I don't want to do this. And then just gritting your teeth and doing it anyway.
I think that's where everything's built. The willpower, the confidence is everything. You got to make those little promises to yourself and then you got to keep them despite the battle, right?
Yes.
Like, and get that.
And willpower, it's just like weight, right? Mm-hmm. Like, look, I just barely now have the willpower to where if somebody's like, here's cake, to be like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
Right? But it's because you do little things, little acts of willpower over and over. And one, you get progress through that. But two is then you gain more strength at that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And every single morning, look, I even get a little bit snappy sometimes. I mean, I've got a coworker, and he goes, oh, dude, mornings, man, I'm just not a morning guy. Yeah, neither am I.
Yeah, like, nobody's a freaking morning guy.
Get over it, dude.
All of our beds, for whatever reason, the pillow's 10 times more comfortable in the morning than it is at night before you go to bed.
So true.
You know, the covers are just, they wrap around your body perfectly in the a.m., but not in the p.m., you know, when you're trying to sleep. And so And some people just look at other people, and I think when they say, oh, they must be a morning person or that person this yeah. or that, all they're really doing at the end of the day is they're not taking any ownership for themselves. Yeah. They want to basically, if they label you as something, it lets them off the hook for the things that they're yeah. not doing, yeah. right? And so if I say, you have money, oh, you're smart. Mm-hmm. He's this, he's that, yeah. rather than just saying, damn, that's motivating. Right. I need to get my shit into gear and taking ownership that if they can do it, so can I, rather than labeling somebody as a morning person because they go to the gym every single morning at 6 or 6:30 when me and you stare at each other half the time,
yeah.
fucking, you know, half asleep when we walk in and look at each other like, are we going to do this today?
Yeah.
And we're like, well, let's start moving, you know? Like,
yeah, that is another thing that helps me a lot yeah. because to see you and go, he ain't superhuman. Mm-mm. You ain't magic. You fight every yep. battle also.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing people aren't willing to do because it's very, very painful to look at yourself
yeah.
and swallow the bitter pills.
Yeah.
To look at yourself and go, yep.
Yep.
Yep, I screwed that up.
It's,
yep, I made that wrong
accountability
choice.
Accountability is hard,
it's,
man.
Exactly. It's easy to project mm-hmm. what somebody else is
yes.
than rather admitting what you're not.
Do you yes. know what I do a
you
lot?
Know?
I used to do this because I've struggled with my weight too, man.
Yeah.
Like right now, I'm at one of my fittest weights I've been at.
Yeah.
And I've done this a few times. But, dude, when I was like 220 to 30, I used to look at other people and be like,
you'd label
oh,
them.
He's fat. Like, and he seems happy. Like, I just need to be happy with who I am. Or, oh, dude, that guy's, you know, or I look at a fit guy, like, oh, if he can eat cake and all that
yeah.
shit, so can I. Like, you start
yeah.
finding
you're
all these things around you
yeah.
and justifying instead of taking that accountability. You know, and it's like, dude, we don't all have the same genetics.
Yeah.
Like, I just because some fit dude, maybe he's working his ass off and I don't see it. Maybe if he's having a cake, don't mean I can. Or
right.
if some other guy looks happy being fat, that doesn't mean I'm going to be happy being fat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't justify other people's lives to your own.
But it also doesn't mean that they're truly happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, it doesn't.
So,
yeah, you never see internally.
You know, like, I guarantee you Bob's going to be a better him.
Mm-hmm.
As an individual, as a leader, as somebody that inspires somebody after he goes through this journey.
So true.
He's going to ultimately be an individual. And I've told him this. We've texted about it a little bit. Like after he made member of the month at the gym, you know, showing up. We have so many people coming up to us at the gym like, hey,
yeah.
you probably don't know about this, but one of my friends saw that and now they're starting to work out. Like
mm-hmm.
you have no idea what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like guys, your actions – whether you know it or not, will either pull people down or inspire other people. They're not going to tell you whether it's pulling them down or inspiring them
mm-hmm.
in most cases. Usually it all just happens behind the scenes without us knowing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we've you know had a few people come up. That's the people that have came up. The real question is how many people is it affecting that we don't even know about?
Yeah.
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, which is... Dude, that's some cool shit.
Dude,
right?
it affects me, man.
Yeah.
I watch your stories and
yeah.
I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. Like,
yeah.
I love seeing you level up and
yeah.
conquering your battles and your confidence gaining. And, dude, it inspires me
yeah.
too,
yep.
man. And then I'm out there posting my stuff because, you know, I've got my own battles I'm going through and that people messaging me. And it's like,
yeah.
beat, you're a light in the world,
yeah.
dude.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
of us are.
Yeah.
We're lights in the world
right.
where, you know, and people
right.
need that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So I appreciate you, bro.
Thanks, dude. It's, I think pretty much everybody wants to be rich and famous or one or the other, right? Like,
yeah.
that's what. But here's the thing. If you haven't gone through the growth, if somebody waves a wand and then
yeah.
you have it,
yeah.
you're not happy, man.
Yeah.
There's a reason
you
people
will
are
feel
killing
hollow.
Themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, how many horror stories of people winning the lottery are there?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then their family split up. This anything that's given
mm-hmm.
can destroy.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's earned... That's a whole different level.
Mm-hmm.
Earned is inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
Given can destroy.
Well, and the reward is the impact, man. Like
yeah.
when
yes.
I reach my goals, whatever it is, like it feels good. But when someone reaches out and says, "Dude, you helped me,"
yeah.
it's like, "Dude, that feels even
yeah.
better." Like
absolutely,
yeah.
that making that impact is
yeah.
rewarding.
One person told me one time, they said, "I want to be a millionaire not because I want $1 million, but because I want to be the type of person." Who is capable of being a millionaire.
Yeah.
Right? And
mm-hmm.
then that's the reward. And it was a huge thing for me to realize. Look, I've worked with people that honestly are like, we'll pay for gastric bypass.
Mm.
Like, so the money part was not an issue. And
yeah.
I'm like, nah, I'm not. I'm not cutting open my guts. Like, and the realization is that if somebody waved a magic wand tomorrow and I was just thin, I'd have a whole other set of problems.
Yeah.
It was a crazy thing when I first was dumping weight and first went to the gym. There was some composition stuff that happened in my legs real fast. And I remember laying in bed like, those aren't my legs. And literally having trouble going to sleep because they weren't comfortable just because
they weren't laying like they normally do.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And so you have to build yourself into that role. And that's another thing you say, like, you want to be a business owner, you do sales for 3 to 5 years. Whatever the thing you're going to do, put your head down and work.
Yeah.
And so when you make peace with okay, this is going to be 2 years.
And the patience.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Patience.
But all of that is going to mold the right individual at the end of the day, right? Like you talk about magic wand, this, that, the other. That's not going to create the type of person that you're trying to create.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah, you might have a specific physique.
Yeah.
But having a great physique and feeling hollow might be a whole different, like you said, set of problems.
Yep.
Right? And so it's a matter of, listen, it really comes down to habits. Right? I mean, how hard was it the first month versus what? Now you know for a fact every night that you go to sleep that you're getting up early.
Yeah.
Like, and now it's just what you do. And so good habits create good results. There's no way that you can have bad habits and good results at the same time. It just won't happen.
Right.
And right? So at the end of the day, your morning routine is probably much different than it's ever been. Yeah. Right? Like, have you – did even previous when you were doing some of your journeys weight loss-wise, did you ever get up at 5:30 or 6?
Not that early. Nope.
Yeah. You know? Nope. And how has these early mornings affected you in a positive way? Because I'm a big believer in waking up early. I talk about it quite a bit on Real Business Owners.
Yeah.
You know, on the Instagram.
Because some of those changes happen slow.
Yeah.
So you don't always completely realize exactly where that ship is being detoured to, right? So it's hard for me to know. One thing it is, you're like you said, it's just going to happen.
Yeah.
It's just going to happen. And so that is a huge deal because you start racking up those wins.
Yeah.
And that does bleed over into the rest of the day when you just like, I know that I did this thing.
Yeah.
And yeah.
But now when you wake up tired, you don't fight the, I don't want to go, you know, you just wake up tired and know where you're going to go, whether you like it or not. Right.
Yeah.
Like Listen, I wake up more tired some days than others. You know, some days I pop right out of bed and I'm ready to hit it, right? Like me and you both had those days. I've seen the days where you're ready to come crush it and then the days that, you know, you feel like it's, you're fighting just to get into the gym to get the workout done. But even when I wake up tired now, I don't even think about going back to sleep or hitting snooze when maybe 3 years ago or 2 years ago, it was like, I've done good so far. It's Wednesday. I hit it hard the last 2 days. And then I make the excuse, my body needs the rest.
Yeah.
You know, you're justifying why. I'm not going to say, man, you're a big loser. You're going to go back to sleep because you try to create again the justification side of things, why it's okay not to follow through.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And look, your body needs a rest. Look, that's good true. Justification.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so guess what you do?
Yeah.
You get up anyway and you suck it up that day and you make a better plan for that night to go to bed sooner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you give in, you'll talk yourself into a second day of rest.
Yeah, that's what it turns into.
Yeah.
Once you let yourself off the hook once, it's going to be easier to let yourself off the hook again and again and again. That's why all these small things matter, because if you're not taking accountability or ownership of all of the small things, you're not going to take any accountability and ownership of any of the big things, right? And so just slowly justifying one thing, your brain just got that win, and it's like, okay, I'm inside his head. I know I can – that next time he wants to do something, I'm going to fight a little bit harder and I'm going to push. The demon grows when you feed it, right? And by feeding, it means you're feeding in and buying into whatever the excuse is that it's selling you to justify why you're not going to do something, right? And so when you don't listen to it, the voice can get smaller and smaller every single morning, even when you're tired, and it says, man, I'm tired. I don't even have the thought of laying back down and going to bed. I'm just like, shit, this is going to be a tough workout today. Yeah. You know, I'm tired, but I'm going.
Well, the devil on your shoulder, he doesn't negotiate as hard anymore.
Yeah,
because
that's what
it's
I'm
like,
saying.
I'm just going to lose that.
He doesn't want to battle because why fight a losing battle?
Yeah.
He fought it for how many days in a row for the first month, month and a half, 2 months, while you were creating the habit, and then the voice gets less and less. And then some days it's not even there. It just disappears. Some days it pops back in a little bit, but, you know, it gets less and less when you ignore some of those thoughts, right?
I love it, man. Freaking,
it's
you feed the demon, you know, and then on the other side you have the habits, right? The habits are making that demon smaller and smaller and smaller.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it relates to everything, man, like weight loss journeys, your health, your business,
finances.
Everything. Like in business, profit doesn't happen by accident, dude. Mm-hmm. Like success doesn't happen by accident. It's all little habits. Which one are you feeding, dude? Are you feeding the demon, or are you making it smaller by creating good, healthy habits?
And,
Dude,
if your goal is to save money financially and you have that impulse consumer, man, I really want that, and then you shut it down and don't listen to it because you had a specific goal, your consumer impulses will slowly get less and less and less because you're feeding the right beast, right? Mm-hmm. You're flexing your level of discipline, and as you flex that level of discipline, self-worth starts going up. You know, you start becoming an individual of character. You know, all of these other things happen based upon discipline. That's it, right?
Yeah.
If you cannot 100%. Be disciplined in one area, it's difficult to be disciplined in other areas. It makes it harder. So, but if you can figure out mentally disciplined, physically disciplined, financially disciplined, each one of those are its own little battle and its own little demon. And if you beat one, you move on to the next one. It's going to make it a little bit easier to fight that demon. And then the next one. And then the next one. Right? And you might not be able to tackle four different things. You know, your emotions and your physique and your finances and this, you know, all at one time. But if you start tackling one and it's now a new habit, that's just what you do in this area of fitness, then it's going to carry over to a level of discipline into your finances.
It gives you the confidence to take it on in another area like finances or whatever else, right?
Because you're not fighting those battles as much anymore in that one area because it's now a new habit.
Yeah.
It's just what you do.
Well, and confidence
now
is gained through momentum, man.
Exactly. And so the next time that you go to something, now that it's not what you do, now you fight that battle, but you still have that good habit here that's helping support the battle of this new you that you're trying to create, maybe on the finance side of things, you know, or whatever it is. But I'm a firm believer that everything happens in between your ears, right? Like all battles happen in the mind.
Yeah.
If somebody is physically fit, they've won that demon. They've been beating that demon for a lot of years, and they're fit mentally before they're ever fit physically, period. That's just what it is. You can't have an unfit mind and then have a fit body.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because if your mind's unfit, that means it's undisciplined.
Right.
And if it's undisciplined, you're not going to carry through or follow through, and you're not going to be consistent enough to ever have it come through on the other side. You know, and you talked about earlier about listening to stuff for about 6 months.
Yeah.
Then you started taking action.
Yeah.
I believe that a lot of great things, when you start incorporating it, whether it's information, it could take 6 to 12 months to harvest seed and have a real change happen. I think that's why when people try to make a change, I think in 2 or 3 months they start getting frustrated and they quit and give up. Yeah. But they haven't even seen the full benefit yet. It hasn't even had time to even grow and harvest yet.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's what's cool about the challenges.
Yeah.
Challenges are a great jump start.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But the goal is then to incorporate that habit long term, right? Find out which habits work for you, which you like, and make it part of your routine forever.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I'm really having to come to grips with is like, that's forever.
Yeah.
Like lifting, that's forever now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
it's just what you do.
Yeah.
It's part of who you are.
Right.
And when you ingrain that into you, it's going to make it much easier. When you state it like that and say, it's a forever thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you're not looking for an end.
Right. See, that's the other thing. When you let go, you let go of when do I get to stop doing this?
Yeah,
exactly. Make peace with it.
Yeah. Some people go to gym, man, I just want to lose 50 pounds. They lose 50 pounds. What do they stop doing? go to the gym. They stop
Everybody
going.
Does it too,
and then they yo-yo, and they're always their whole life trying. They gain the 50 back, and they try to lose it again, and that's what they do forever. Because they're not playing the forever game. They're playing, I want to just lose 30 pounds. I want to lose 50 pounds rather than coming to peace with the idea that, welcome to the battle. This
you
is just a forever
battle. You got to set bigger goals, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, dude, goals are just little benchmarks. I think we've talked about that before.
Yeah,
there's little benchmarks, man, to bigger goals. Like, you never are going to fully arrive. You know? Like,
See, that's another tough pill to swallow, right? Because I had a conversation with her, where one of my bosses, I was making a bunch of money, he goes, you feel like you've arrived. I'm like, he's like, nah, you ain't ever going to arrive. And, of course, I didn't want to swallow that pill at that time, and I paid for it. And,
Dude, me too, man.
It didn't serve you.
We go through it. That's how we learn, is go through this shit, you know?
That type of thought process doesn't serve anybody.
Yeah.
You know, financially, it's a forever battle. You have to be disciplined forever, right? Physically, you're going to have to be disciplined forever, you know?
I catch myself slipping still to this day, man. Oh, dude, when I make $100 million, when I'm worth $100 million, it's like,
I'm gonna
you start
good.
Picturing this life where you're just like total freedom. Like, it's like, nah, dude.
Yeah.
We know guys worth $100 million, and they're still on an uphill battle. You know what I mean?
They still have their own fights.
Even if you did that, even if you unplug, see, that's the thing that I'm still making peace with. Even if you unplug and just they're like, I got plenty of money, I'll live off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? $100 million,
how are you
going to
have self-worth? Just sitting there.
Right? You get bored.
Yeah.
You get frustrated. You don't have another challenge, right? Yeah. So you at least are going to need to go volunteer or
do something. Do something to make an impact.
Demon, man.
That's right. That's right.
Exactly. So, dude, what would you leave people with that maybe are at a low place in their life and they would want to make a change? Like, what's the, you know, what do you got for them?
You have to look yourself in the mirror.
Yeah.
And you have to understand that you're worth it.
Yeah.
And you have to tell yourself that over and over and over.
At first, it feels probably like a lie.
It does.
You know?
It does.
You don't feel like you're worth it, but you've got to believe it somewhere, even if it's at 1% level, so that then it can go to 2, then 3, you know?
Right. And then you say, okay, what am I willing to do for myself?
Yeah.
What am I willing to fight for today? Yeah. And then you have to pick up the sword and go to fight.
Yeah.
Like, you just have to. And it will, you also have to make peace with, some days it's just fun. Some days you're like, let's do this. There are those days. Yeah. Every now and again, I get up at 5 and I'm like, here we go.
Yeah.
But that's not the majority.
No.
Right?
Don't you feel like too, man? Don't you feel like you got to keep that promise to yourself?
Yes.
Make it a challenge that you can keep to yourself.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, man, like, you know, like I just took on a challenge, right?
Yes.
And if I give up at 30 days, now I'm going to feel even worse off than when I started.
Yeah.
Right? You know, like, and then, you know, and then it's just going to be a spiral backwards. Like, make promises you can keep and then keep them every day to build that momentum, right?
Like, that's right.
Do you feel like that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's you have to do that because there's that voice inside your head that's like, but I'm really a failure, but I'm really not as good as that guy, whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's the subconscious stuff. And then you, like you said, you have to tell yourself you're worth it, you're worth it.
Yes.
That has to be a conscious thought trumping the subconscious thought and kind of getting that out of the way as much as you possibly can.
Yep. Yeah, I like that.
And you cannot let anybody else tell you not to do the thing. People will use words like obsessed. People will... People can't deal with their own stuff.
People that you love the most.
I have it all the time.
You had that. You were starting to do the two-a-days.
Yeah.
And your mom goes, you're obsessed.
Yeah. You've changed.
You've changed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no shit.
Yeah. That's the plan.
That's exactly. The idea.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I was going for. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know?
I think I heard a rapper. I don't even know who it was one day. I heard a rapper say something like that. It's like, someone said, you changed, man. He's like, well, I don't work my ass off to stay the same person I am.
Yeah.
The hell,
like
man.
Jay-Z or something like that. You know, you have to change and evolve as an individual for different results. Everybody should always want different results. They should always want a better result of themselves.
Yeah.
You know, no matter where you're at, you should want a better version of you because it's there.
Absolutely.
You know, there's somebody bigger, faster, stronger, more financially fit than you are, mentally fit than you are, emotionally, you know, all of that stuff. And so there's always going to be somebody bigger, badder, greater. So that just tells you right there that you're a human, they're a human. If they're that much stronger, faster, you know, make that much more money, you can always continue to evolve. mm-hmm. right? You should never get satisfied, and you should always be changing.
And that's the other thing that is very important to understand, that there's colors you don't see right now, mm-hmm. right? There, people are at that next level. They're looking at the world in a different lens, a lens that you probably don't even understand yet. Yeah. And so it's always changing little by little. So you know, if you're in a dark place, you don't even understand how much more bright it can be.
Yeah.
You just have to keep going little by little by little and then pulling the blinders off.
Well, I mean, there's plenty of examples out in the world, right? Like if you actually open your eyes and look around and you say, like, if they can do it, I can do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's plenty of people that have lost 300 pounds or 400 pounds. That's just – that's proof of concept, mm-hmm. right? No matter how dark or how crazy it is in that moment, there is a light.
Yep.
Like Bob said, you know, there is color out there. And, mm-hmm. and you have to go through the steps of the darkness so that you can appreciate the color when you do see it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So be willing to face those demons, guys. Be willing to go, you know, don't wait for the demon to come to you.
Yeah.
You know, go slay the dragon where it lies, mm-hmm. you know.
And be willing to learn from others too, man.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So, guys, I know that, you know, Bob just set up his Instagram, you know, not too long ago, within the last like 2 months or something.
Yeah.
Just when you first started working here, I think. Yeah. I had to talk him into it. This Instagram thing, I don't know how to use it. I don't know how to post videos on it. I'm like, just do it. Like, yeah. You'll be happy you did in like 3 years, you know, to be able to have that video journal, you know, of where you were. And then to be able to look back on that and see how much you've evolved over those 2 or 3 years mm-hmm. will be huge. And so, guys, you could follow Bob at – it's a – BOBBYRONESPHILLIPS. So Bobby Rones Phillips is his Instagram handle. Is that
yep.
right? Bobby
yep.
Rones, so RONES.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
And same on YouTube. Not okay. much content there yet,
yeah.
but it's exactly the same.
Yeah. So he's gonna get more into kind of some of the content stuff. He's talked about doing some podcast stuff for himself. His goal is to affect other people
yeah.
in a positive way and be able to inspire other people. Shine a little bit of light on that for a minute or two. Just why do you want to do that? You know, a lot of people are very selfish and they want to do things for themselves. Why are you?
Oh, it's selfish. It is.
Yeah.
There's no better feeling in the world than watching somebody else open up and watching somebody else succeed. And you're like, ooh, I did that for them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
You love being a part
of that. It feels so good.
Yeah. Heck yeah, man.
No, I like that. That's awesome. Guys, make sure you give Bob a follow. Support his journey as he's going through this. He posts, you know, once a day or once every couple days,
yeah.
something like that. I would say 3 or 4 times a week. You check him out as an Insta stories. He does a couple Insta stories throughout the week as well, just talking about his journey, some of the processes that he goes through mentally as he's battling this journey. He's talked about, you know, not the battles necessarily in the gym. That's not where a lot of the battles go down. A lot of the battles are going down on the side of his bed. A lot of the battles are going down alone in a room, mm-hmm. you know, fighting those demons. You know, I can't go into his mind and fight him for him. Kel can't do that. Everybody has, you guys have to address your own demons and mm-hmm. you got to fight those for yourself. You can mask it all you want. They're still there sleeping. They'll wake up at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not addressing those demons as you're going through a process of trying to change, it'll come back and bite you. And whatever the journey that you were on, whether it was, you know, financially or being fit, you might lose it all. If, again, all those battles and all those demons aren't addressed as you go through the journey. So, guys, I know you enjoyed this podcast. This is probably one of my more favorite podcasts.
Yeah, if you didn't enjoy it, you're weird.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
Dude, I'm glad you're a part of our team here.
Yeah,
I love
absolutely.
Seeing you every day. I love seeing
Me
what
too.
You're doing, bro. You really are.
An inspiration.
You're great,
yeah.
dude.
Yeah.
And,
Make sure.
I love the stuff we touched on, dude.
Yeah, me too.
You know?
Thanks, man.
I think a lot of people will get a lot of value out of this.
Yeah.
I believe it. It's just like us just chopping it up, bullshitting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing you know, I get DMs, oh my gosh, that was so much value. And it's like, we had fun doing it.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like just sitting here bullshitting is a good time, you know? So, guys, I know you liked the episode. Make sure you share it with a friend, family member, or somebody that you care about. Again, just make sure you also rate and review the podcast as well. We appreciate you guys as always. Go kick ass.